Matrix. Hi there, my name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That is the focus of our 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, what do I do when it hurts? What do I do when it hurts? I was talking to a friend the other day, and quite unexpectedly, he confided in me about his marriage relationship. He said, I love my son. I really love my son. My daughter, yeah, we get along okay. But if it wasn't for my son, I'd be divorced, I guarantee it. My marriage is dead, and I stay in the marriage because I want to be there for my son. Well, I was impressed with the ease of his openness about a painful subject. He is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, so to offer a bit of comfort, I reminded him of a couple of my favorite Bible verses during times of trouble. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 say, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might promote you at the proper time, slamming all your cares on his back, because he cares for you. And also 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, that whole 1 Peter 5, 1 to 5:10 is a beautiful passage. It ends in 1 Peter 5:10. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in union with Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Well, he thanked me for the reminder. Then he said something really interesting. He said, what am I supposed to do when it hurts like this? I thought that when we became Christians, that all my problems were going to be solved. I guess I was wrong. I really felt for him. I really felt a lot of compassion for him. And that's a question that we all have, isn't it? What do I do when it hurts? Well, the artist Stevie Wonder recommended a remedy in one of his songs in the album Songs in the Key of Life. And the song, Have a Talk with God, he said, when you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. That's great advice. You know, there are some problems that are just too big for us as human beings, and that's the time when God comes in handy. Our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not human, so he's not going to bring a human response to our problems. In spite of all the efforts of man, and in spite of all the efforts of God's enemy, Satan, to reduce our God to this sentimental, weak God with chock full of human characteristics, our God is not human. He's superhuman. He has all the power, and that's different than anything that a human being could do. So what you need to know is that when God says he cares for you, as in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might promote you at the proper time, slamming all your cares on his back because he cares for you. What that means is that God considers your problems to be his responsibility. But here's the rub. When God cares for you, he allows you to go through things that you will consider tough. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 to 29, the Apostle Paul describes some of those things. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, five times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. That's pretty painful. And when you receive 39 lashes, the person who was giving you the lashes was not held accountable for your death. So if you died during that process, you were just dead. 2 Corinthians 11, 25, three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. He spent a night and a day treading water in an ocean. And when he talks about three times I was beaten with rods, those were illegal beatings because he was a Roman citizen, was not supposed to be beaten that way. 2 Corinthians 11:26, I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I could relate to him. I saw a coyote walking across the golf course the other day, and I wondered what I would do if he just turned rogue and said, "Hey, I can take you, old man." 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold or exposure. He refused to take contributions from churches, much like Barah Ministries does. We ask for your contributions, but we don't charge for anything. Paul didn't charge for anything. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches that I minister to. 2 Corinthians 11, 29, who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? He's talking about the heart of a pastor. Paul encountered quite a few trials during his missionary journeys, and each of you has your own list of trials, and I'd wager none are as quite as severe as Paul's list of trials. For my friend, a dead marriage had him hurting to the depth of his soul. So his question, what am I supposed to do when I hurt like this? And I will tell you what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to let God handle it. Don't try to handle it yourself. I think we can agree that a troubled marriage isn't quite as tough a challenge as some of the things Paul faced. It hurts nonetheless, but the Lord wants to handle all your problems, including your marriage problems. And while you endure the challenges, and when you endure them successfully with the help of God, they set you up to take on more intense challenges, which your life will certainly be filled with. What does let God handle it really mean? It means that God wants us to count on him for everything so that no matter how bad anything gets, we know that God can repair anything. And when we stand and look at our problems, many times it just doesn't seem to be a solution. God always has a solution. There is always a divine solution for human problems. And he wants us to have faith in him. That faith is the absolute confidence that he has already worked out everything on your behalf. He wants us to have hope in him, which is the absolute confidence that you absolutely will have what you don't see in due time. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13 say this, not that I, Paul, speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I have learned. Philippians 4, 12, I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What do we do when it hurts? We count on him. We give our problems to him. We slam our cares on his back. We go have a talk with him. And then we stand back and watch him deliver us from the problem, which he will do every single time. Moses gave this advice to the Jews who were escaping from Egypt in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Moses said to the people, do not fear, stand by and watch the salvation, the deliverance of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. The Lord Jesus Christ is ready to do the same thing for you if you let him. Especially when it hurts. Will you let him? Well, if you like these 10-minute lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. And we have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Please join us and feel free to help us with financial contributions if you like. And keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.